today with Alex Rulli about the New Believer's Guide to the Christian Life, how we can learn to grow in our faith, become more like Christ. We have some copies of that book to give away at 877-93-FAITH. I came across this quote from Billy Graham. He said, "We are the Bibles the world is reading. We are the creeds the world is needing. We are the sermons the world is heeding." I'm wondering if over these busy holidays, if we are really representing the kind of life that is balanced and in moderation, perhaps. It is a busy season. We're going to talk with Lisa Marone next. Lisa's a physical therapist, professor, and author, and speaker. Encourages people to get healthy, for heaven's sake. And she's been our regular guest here on Connecting Faith here every other Monday. And so I want to talk about rest in the season of rush. And Lisa, that just sounds a little, maybe impossible, actually. I mean, because there's too much going on. We don't really have time to rest. We'll get that in January, maybe.
Yeah, Neil, you know, I love that quote from Billy Graham, because as we come into this season, the season that is supposed to be just so highly significant for us who love Jesus and follow him, if we look like our neighbors, as crazy as they do, if we're comparing our to-do list with the same kind of frenzy, I think that we lack the opportunity to really be a testimony of just being different, a little bit set apart from the world. And there is the ability to have rest in this season, but it just takes a little bit of forethought and a slight bit of discipline.
So when we're talking rest, is this simply mean, we'll take naps, in the afternoon? Or no, there's more than that, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, naps would be great, but we want to think about our body from the beginning to the end of our day and straight through our night. As we begin a day that we know is going to be really full, the very first thing that we should do is sit down to a healthy breakfast. And I mean sit down. Don't just pop something out of the toaster and stand at the counter and gobble it down. Sit down, because you can have that time with your Bible open next to you or a devotional book, so that not only is your body being fed, but your soul is being fed. And when you walk out of the house to do whatever you have to plan to do that day, as many tasks as you may have, when you sit down and you pause and you're well-nourished and your soul is well-nourished, then the rest of the day becomes so much more successful.
You know, as we've talked just recently, that, you know, that having that good breakfast really keeps the fire stoked and is going to really help our metabolism all day long, isn't it?
It does, and we're going to be tempted to be trying different things. We might run to a big box store, and they're going to have a whole lot of samples, and you could probably put an entire meal in your belly by the time you got through that one big store. So if you've gone out already in the morning and you are well-fed, you'll be less tempted to be trying all those things throughout the day, for sure.
Mm. Well, you know, speaking of going out to the store, I mean, we've all got a pretty long list of things to do, but actually it's probably making a list isn't a bad idea, is it?
Yeah, I'm a list queen, because I need to know what everything looks like, you know, in order to plan. But when we get to Christmas time, and it seems that we tend to add things every year. Oh, let me add another cookie recipe, and let me add another person to my gift list. And as things start to just snowball like that, it becomes way out of hand. And so if we want to keep our joy and our peace and our patience with the ones that we really love in our family, then we really need to make sure that we take that list and we look at it honestly and say, you know what, I bet for every 10 things on this list, I could knock two of them off. And no one would really probably even know. Or we would make that compromise, because a calm home would be a blessing to my family, as opposed to like one more cookie recipe or decorating that extra tree outside.
We're talking about pushing pause, finding rest in the season of rush. So we push pause each morning. We sit down, have a healthy breakfast. We have, maybe drop a couple of things off our list, push pause there. You also talk about, obviously, rest and getting some sleep. Say more about that.
Yeah, this is a real push pause button, because we feel that, you know, if we can just cram in another thing, you know, we're going to be wrapping gifts till 3 a.m., and that'll help us out the next day. We won't have to do so much. But our bodies are going to wear out. And when we do that night in and night out, we're going to have a body that is worn out, that's very susceptible to illness. And this is the indoor time of the year for most of us. And so we are, you know, rubbing shoulders with people who are coughing, and we're sharing shopping carts with people who have the flu and they've pushed themselves out the door. And so if we want to keep our immune systems humming to the point where we don't catch any of those things, then we really need to be well slept. And so if you can't fit everything that you need to do into your day and still sleep 7 to 8 hours each night, it's too much. You need to bring that list before the Lord and say, Lord, this, I don't know how it got this way, but this is the situation I'm in. And so help me to whittle through these things so that I can bless myself with the rest that you've given me as a gift.
And we're probably, you know, having a hard time getting to sleep because we're laying in bed thinking about all the things that we must do the next day or, you know, family that's coming. So say a word about that kind of end of the day preparation for rest.
Yeah, the last thing that I tell people to do is, listen, you need to press pause on your rampant thoughts of anxiety, of list-making for the day to come, of worrying about what you didn't get done that day. So when you're lying in bed, we are fully capable of limiting and directing our thoughts. And so for myself, Neil, the way that I calm my mind at night is I limit my thoughts. I say to myself, okay, what were the good things that happened today? And I mentally rehearse, what was good? This was good, and that was good. Kind of like God did after he created something in the day. It said he would reflect on it, and he'd say, and this is good. And so we need to be able to do the same thing. We create all day. We're working, and we create things. And so we need to say, what was good? What have we accomplished? And then your last, hopefully fading thought of the night should be, Lord, thank you for the ability to sleep and for how it restores my body and readies me for the next day. And if we keep our thoughts just limited to those things, we will drift off to sleep with so much more ease.
We, of course, have just come through Thanksgiving, and a reminder, I guess you're really talking about having that attitude of gratitude in this season, which can be kind of more stressful sometimes than even Thanksgiving, that will actually make a difference in our overall health.
It is, Neil. If we continue to look at all of the things that we don't have, we might be concentrating on maybe a family member who's not with us, and that brings us sadness, or maybe we couldn't purchase all the things that our neighbor might be able to do for their family, or maybe we don't have one of our loved ones around our table because they've gotten married and had to share a holiday with another family. There's all these things that we could think about that will sap the joy from our holiday. So what we really need to be looking at is, what are the things that God has gifted us with? If we start thinking in those terms, we are going to have so much more joy and be able to just spread that to people around us who are not feeling the same way.
Yeah, I think joy is one of those key ingredients that's supposed to be part of the season, right? It seems like there's a song about that someplace, right?
I think there is a song about that, and I always tell people, listen, Christians can have joy all the time. Happiness is fleeting. Happiness depends upon happenings, but joy is a constant, and it's for knowing that we have been redeemed by a Savior, and our past is forgiven, and our present has purpose, and our future is secure. And that's what Pastor Rick Warren reminds us of in his writings, and such a true thing to reflect upon this time of the year.
A good word from Lisa Marone, rest in the season of rush. It can be done. And Lisa's given us a good prescription for it just these past few minutes. Lisa Marone's physical therapist, professor, author, and speaker, encouraging us to get healthy for heaven's sake. And we always enjoy the time together. Lisa, blessings to you, and we'll talk again here before the holidays.
Yes, let's do that, Neil. Thank you.